Well, we've undertaken in the first eight months of this board, we've undertaken quite an extensive review of our rates, basically starting from scratch because we had virtually no information. And we looked at what we were financing, what was available, and we put together what we think is a reasonable and justifiable rate level. And that's resulted in us lowering the rates by 3 pence in the pound for every property, down to 395 pence in the pound. And also we've looked at our fixed refuse rate, which is set at £230, and we've reduced that by £10 per property to £220. And the other big one is the public sector housing rents, where we now have a discretion of 1%, which we can add to the rents, and we've decided not to impose that for the rent year 2026-27. And the main point is that collectively, this will help a lot of people in our town in terms of assisting them with the finances they have available, and we think that's important. We should set budgets that are realistic, and what we need, make sure that we take into account the needs of our community.
Do you think with everything with inflation that's gone up and has been quite volatile recently, and with everything that's going on in the world internationally that might affect us over here, do you think the decision to lower the rate is a wise one?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we can always say, oh, let's put it up just in case. We know the percentage of increase in what costs are. Taking that into account, we've taken into account what we need for the town. We're looking to use the resources available to us as effectively as we can. We've also changed that we're looking to do some short-term capital investments as against paying for it out of revenue, which then spreads the cost across the ratepayers over a period of time. And clearly, where it's justifiable to do that. But it does mean that we can actually move things forward in a better way, and we spread the cost more fairly across the ratepayers. And that's how the rate system is meant to work. We all know that the rate system is deficient in its effectiveness, but we have what we have. And so we've been very careful to examine all this and make sure that what we do on behalf of the people of Castletown, on behalf of the ratepayers of Castletown, means that we can continue to provide the services that they require, that we can, where necessary, enhance those services and improve the maintenance of our properties. It's not going to happen overnight. We have started. We've done a lot of additional maintenance in the first 8 months to improve things in the town, to make them look better, tidy places up. And we want to continue to do that and make sure that Castletown is an attractive place to not only come to, but actually to see.
You said in the meeting, you and your finance chair, you weren't able to access previous budgets or previous accounts. Would you just explain why that is and what happened there and how you've now come to your current budget?
I mean, basically, we've had an issue with accessing some of the information on our system within the town hall. And what we've done with our accountant and with our finance officer, the finance officer is new but had worked here before, and as committees, and because we have a proper committee structure, the committees have been asked to do the work of identifying what they require as an actual budget. So it's not just a matter of saying, well, if we need it, we'll pay for it. And that means that we've been able to basically start from scratch. We've set a new baseline, and we've then built on that what we require to fund the services and so on. So we know basic costs, but we don't know the detail has been the problem. And we've now put into place that detail, which means next year we know what has happened. In this financial year, we will know next year and can build again on that. And it will give us a better base to work from. And without those figures, it makes our life more difficult. So there's had to be a lot of extra work put in by officers and by the board to actually formulate what we believe is a reasonable and fair budget, to use a term which clearly impacts on the ratepayers because they pay it.
What can residents and obviously ratepayers expect from the local authority over the next year?
Well, hopefully, and it's certainly our aim, is to provide good services for Castletown, good public services. We provide a lot of services, which we've produced a leaflet which gives out what these changes are in terms of our finances, shows where the finances are going in the bold terms, and also provides information of what services we provide as a local authority, which are quite extensive because we're a town authority. And we want to ensure that people have a pride in our town. And we know we can't please everybody, but our aim is to do the best we can for everybody. And hopefully from that, it will actually cement the status of Castletown Town Commissioners for the long-term future. We want to build on the foundation. At the election in April 2025, the people of Castletown voted for a change, put a whole new board in, and that change is now happening.
Would you just be able to explain about your committee's decision to lower the rates, which is a really unusual decision to make, because obviously most local authorities will raise them in line with inflation, and you've opted not to do that this financial year?
We have looked at our rates, how they were built up, and unfortunately, we didn't have historic data to go on. So it was particularly data-driven this year. And alongside our finance officer, our accountant, the board, we went through, basically, as you do a budget, what's our income? What's the potential expenditure we want to do as a board? And we just started to balance them, which is the normal workings of a budget. I think we had four iterations to get to where we are now. And we found that within what we can do, we don't use revenue spend as has been done in the past, where we look short capital schemes. We start more schemes, we can make our money work harder. And we felt obliged that it's hard times out there now, that we as a board can give the residents of Castletown something back, because it's all right investing in play areas, the town, but it doesn't blanket cover a reduction for everyone or even raising the amenity. So we tried to give them something back, and it works very well within our budget.
Would you just be able to explain about the not using the revenue and using capital schemes instead to sort of fund projects?
You use a revenue scheme, you could buy, for instance, a new bin wagon. Now, you can pay that out of revenue, and a bin wagon, we'll say £100,000. However, if you go for a bin wagon, you would look for the lifetime of the bin wagon, then you would capitalise it, so you would buy it over 10 years. Yes, you would pay interest, negligible interest, and if you transpose that to £100,000 of revenue doing multiple schemes and spread it over 5 years, it means you can not just do one scheme out of revenue, you can do five schemes capitalised. And then in, say, 3 or 5 years' time, when one capital scheme drops off, you can then bring another one on. So you start to move a lot quicker.
You said in the meeting that you didn't have access to previous year's budgets and accounts. Would you just be able to explain how you've managed to come up with this budget if that information has been like inaccessible to you all?
What we have done for this year, we've managed to get our finances back on track. We had half-year management accounts towards the end of September, beginning of October. Then we progressed that on. We had our management account, full management accounts for the three quarters of the financial year up to December. So that gave us an accurate feel of where we were. Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have access to any of the historic budgets. But alongside our accountant, our finance officer, the board and the committee, we managed to just build it up again, and we've matched it to the way we do our accounts. So it's worked out very well.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.